Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 every one of our wonderful and faithful listeners. It is so good to be back in your presence one more time. Thank you so much. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking a moment every single Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. to listen to what we have to say to you concerning what God has said to us. I am the host of this, your show, the Prophetically Speaking Internet Radio Show, and I am Prophetess Frenoncia Balcom. And along with me, as always, I have a wonderful co-host. She's a dynamic woman of God. I love her dearly, and she is none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you doing on today?
I am doing great, woman of God. I am glad to be here on today, another Tuesday afternoon. I am grateful to be in the land of the living. You know, I thank God for this week and Pride Week. Amen. It's good to be back on the radio for the listeners to get a fresh, fresh word from the Lord.
Absolutely. And now I looked on Facebook just the other day, and I saw so much of that good home cooking going on. Tell the audience a little bit about what was all that good food that you were cooking, Doc. What did you cook?
Hallelujah. I just thank God for being able to be in Trentford to do what I did this weekend. Listen, my grandkids, I had grandkids here who I had not seen in some years, a grandson for my son's child. Then I had my son that I married in May, and I had my granddaughter, and I began to cook. I cook and cook and cook, but I enjoy it so much because they enjoy eating it. They from Texas, so they don't know anything about Louisiana food. So they were amazed by the taste and the flavor of Louisiana food. And I must say that I am a good cook, not to brag or nothing, but Mom taught us very well how to prepare food. So I had a lot of company this weekend. I'm giving God glory for what he did this weekend. I thank God. Woman of God, while I'm here, can I just give my shout-out to the listeners today? I'm Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. I am here in New Iberia, Louisiana. I sit on the dynamic Bishop Harold Antoine and Senior Pastor Clara Antoine at Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. I'm thankful today not only for them, but for my Lord and Savior, for my family, my precious family, my siblings, my cousin, nieces, and most of my grandkids who I enjoyed such a fantastic week this weekend, who I was able to prepare food and to fellowship and also to minister the word from the Lord to them. So I'm thankful today. And last but not least, the woman of God who I admire so much, who I know that God has led her to dynamic words that we've taught or we've spoken on over the past 2 years. We've been here 2 years. And I'm thanking God for you, woman of God, because you are definitely a woman that's after God's heart. And I'm thankful to be here today. Amen.
Amen. You know what? I'm always thankful to you, and I'm always cognizant of being able to share that testimony that I've shared many times before, that when the Lord had instructed me to go on the radio, and I didn't make 2, 3, 4 calls, I made one phone call. And when I made one phone call, I made one phone call to one woman of God, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. And that one phone call that I made, I just give God praise that every Tuesday we were on it on Thursdays, and then we switched to Tuesdays. But ever since we have come on the air, I give God praise that other than, you know, we both had some things that were beyond our reach, but whenever I was not able to be on the radio, you were always there. Whenever I was on the radio, you were always there. Anytime that we did not hear the voice of Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, it could have been because she had a family emergency that she was attending to, or because we were having some technical difficulties. But it was never because she decided that she did not want to do what she said she was doing. So, woman of God, I appreciate you for being faithful, for being present. And you know what? I appreciate you for being my friend. I appreciate you for being somebody that I know I can call on, someone I know I can depend upon, and someone I know that really knows me. And, you know, it is so important. It's so prevalent in the day and the time that we live in that we have people in our lives that know us for who we really are. And I appreciate that every time we come on the radio, you always, you know, take a moment to tell me how you feel about me and to tell me what you think. And, you know, I'm reminded even in the Bible when Jesus was there with his disciples, and at one point he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. And so, you know, even when we are in each other's presence, when I'm there or when I'm here in Houston, however we're on the phone, I just thank God that things that, God has revealed to you about me, it's not anything that I've said, anything that I put in your mouth, but I give God praise that the repertoire that I have with you is those things that have been revealed to you by way of the Holy Ghost. So thank you. I love you. And I'm going to move on and thank God even for that wonderful praise report that we're still walking in about your sister. So I want to thank God for that even more. And then I want to go ahead and give my shout out. I thank God as always for my wonderful family. And, you know, I thank God for that son of mine. And we had to do a lot of moving around this past week, woman of God. And he is so funny. He made a comment because we were shifting some things around. And I had given him a job to do. And so when I gave him this particular job to do, and he was just playing around, and he said, you know, I think this is just a bit too much for me, Mama. And he said, I think I'm reneging on my idealism of becoming a pastor. And he just made us all just laugh so much. I said, what? He said, yeah, this is just too much work. I think I'm reneging on becoming a pastor. He laughed so hard. He is so funny. He keeps me laughing. And, you know, I just thank God for my son as a mother. You know, because as a mother, one of the things that we desire, and we're going to move into our topic in just a moment because we're talking about, you know, birthing, and that's been our topic that we've been talking about. But as a mother, you know, one of the most important things to me is to see my son smile. One of the most important things is to see him happy. But, you know, one of the most hurting things as a mother, one of the most disappointing moments that we can deal with as parents is when we see our children dealing with difficulties that oftentimes we're not able to reach out to them and not able to help them through those difficulties, or even difficulties we ourselves may have introduced them to, and we're not able to help walk them through that. And, you know, that's one of the most hardest things for a parent to do. And I remember so many times how you shared your testimony about how when your son, he had to go away, but yet, even though he was gone, you being the mother that you are, you were still reaching out to him, and you were still, you know, praying for him, and you were still, you know, believing God for him. That's the love of a mother. You know, even though you feel the pain of motherhood, you feel the hurt of motherhood, but yet, even though you feel those moments, you still have an unquenchable love because that is something that grew on the inside of you.
Amen.
That is that you nurtured. That is something that you brought into the world. And so it's not so easy for you to walk away from something that you birthed. It's not so easy for you to just give up on something that grew on the inside of you because that came from you. And, you know, even furthermore, nobody could have put that seed there but God, because, you know, God, the Bible says that God is the giver of all life. It's not in conception, because you have a whole lot of people that may indulge in sexual activity, but that does not mean that they're able to conceive. So the Bible says that life is given by God. And so although we carried that seed, and although we have birthed that seed, life itself comes from God. And so I said all that, you know, because as mothers, I think we have a different viewpoint from fathers, and I think as mothers we have a different viewpoint from any other person, except, you know, when it comes to your child. I remember prophetess, before I became a mother, I dealt with children a little differently. I remember I loved them. I've always loved children. But when I became a mother, I not only just loved them, I became passionate and compassionate towards children. Because when you birth something, it gives you a different viewpoint. It gives you a different vantage point than if you've never birthed it. Because if you've never birthed it, you don't really know the real feeling, you know, the real passion of it. And so I just thank God that we're going to talk a little bit more about that. That was a good little introduction that I kind of said there. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. And then I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for my church family. And I just want to thank God for everything that God is doing in my life, because he's an awesome God. And he's moving by his power. And I'm telling you, God is just really, Prophetess Jenkins, he is, I don't know what word I can say. He's unbelievable. God is an awesome God. There's not enough words I can put together to describe just how magnificent, how magnanimous, how awesome, how awestruck I become when I begin to think about God. And you know, that takes us into our topic on today. And I'm trying to go a little bit quicker here because I know I got a little wordy there, but it takes us into our topic on today. And one of the things, woman of God, that we're talking about today, as we're continuing our topic on birthing, the word that the Lord had spoken to me, and it's so funny, I'm going to share just a little bit of a story with you. I was in conversation with God, and when I was in conversation with him, I'm always asking him, what is the word of the day? Because when I know the word of the day, it helps me to know what scriptures I need to go look into. And so I said, okay, God, what is the word of the day? And woman of God, I thought I heard trust, T-R-U-S-T. And so I said, okay, the word of the day is trust. We've got to trust. And woman of God, I sat down at my computer, and as I began to type, the Holy Spirit himself, it was as if he sat down next to me. He said, no, I didn't say trust. I said thrust. I stopped and began to have a talk with God. I said, what did you say? He said, thrust. And the Lord brought me in remembrance of when a baby is being born. He brought me in remembrance of what a woman goes through when she's at the point of giving birth. And he said, and you know, as we begin to talk about transition, the Lord had ministered to me so strongly about transition. And again, let me just throw this plug in there. For those of you that have not had an opportunity to view the Prophetic View, it comes on the Urban Houston Network, 43.5, or you can live stream. Now, I know this past weekend, I don't know for what reason, I was not able to see it on live stream. But I want you all to make sure that whenever you can, you view the show. I did a live taping on transition on this past week, and so I want you to make sure you view that. But the thing that God dealt with me about transition, woman of God, we know that transition is movement. Transition is going to be going from one place to another. When we talked about birthing and we began to talk about transition, we were referring to the baby being in the womb and the baby being transitioned from the womb and then being transitioned into a different atmosphere. And on this week, when I began to talk to God, he began to share with me about the word thrust. Let me first of all give you what we put as our power word for today, which is the word thrust. And what I want to do is just give you a little bit of definition. So the word, and again, I use dictionary.com, but when God said to me thrust, that means to push forcibly, to shove, to put or to drive with force. Even when I say that, Prophetess Jenkins, I get excited. I get excited. Look, let me tell you what God showed me. Sometimes we can be in a position, you know, where it seems like I said on last week, when God said to Abraham to leave the comfortable place, to go from that place and go where I'm going to send you. That's all talking about birthing, being going from one place to another. But look at this word, thrust. Because, you know, sometimes, woman of God, when God wants to do a transition, even with the child, you know, sometimes we've shared stories about women being in labor for a long time. women, it seems like the baby will get stuck mid-canal, and for one reason or another, the baby's not coming forth. But then suddenly, the contractions push the baby and brings about something that's called a thrust, a push. It becomes forceful. It shoves the baby, and it pushes the baby with force. And one of the things, woman of God, that God shared with me was that some of us have been in a holding pattern. Some of us, God is ready to birth out. But what God said to me, he said, even when the baby itself, and we have to look at the baby as either yourself or your ministry or your book, your idea, something. And God is saying, when it's time to be birthed, when it's time for transition to take place, sometimes God will allow things to occur that will cause you to be put in a mode of thrust, meaning that at one moment you find yourself on the left, and the very next moment you'll find yourself on the right, because God says, I'm thrusting you. I'm thrusting you. And even this past weekend, woman of God, even as I'm thinking about this now, I had two or three individuals suddenly begin to give me a prophetic utterance, woman of God. And one of the prophetic words that God gave me just on this past weekend is how God will push you. God will drive you into destiny. God will push you, and he will drive you into destiny. And sometimes, even as we are giving birth, even as we are on the birthing table, we're in labor, and we're wondering, why is the pain so intense? Why are the labor pains? Why are the contractions so hard? And you put that in your terms of your life. Why does it seem as though my situation seems like it may be unfavorable? Your bills or your relationships, your family, your children, things are just not going the way you foresee they should go. But then God puts this word in my spirit, thrust, meaning that I'm pushing you. I'm forcing you into destiny. And one of the things, woman of God, I found out is that whenever God sends us in transition, whenever God is taking that baby from one position to the next, do you not know that the baby himself, we spoke about this, the baby is in a comfortable place, so the baby may not want to come forth. And so it's a little difficult for the baby to put itself in a thrust mode. It's difficult for the baby to put itself in the mode of push. And so what God allows to happen, he allows contractions to come forth. And when the contractions come forth, the contraction pushes the baby. It pushes the baby into a whole nother atmosphere, into a whole nother realm. It's the same thing that happened with Abraham. Abraham was pushed in a whole other direction by the word of God. When God said to go to a land that I'm going to show you. And Abraham was forcibly, he was thrust into a whole other direction. But how many of you know that in that direction God birthed the promise? God birthed exactly what God said that he was going to do in his life. Prophetess, have you ever known anybody that was pregnant and they had an ultrasound and the doctor said, you're going to have a girl? And then they have the baby. The baby comes out fine, but then it's a boy. Have you ever seen that happen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That you know, isn't that sometimes how it is in the spirit?
Yes. Yes.
That's, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave that right there where it is on the shelf. Prophetess Jenkins, I'm going to let you go forth. Go right here, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman of God, when I think about the topic we're discussing, two things come to my mind. The scripture comes that the violent take it, and they take it by force.
Mm-hmm.
The time take by force was rightfully ours. And then another thing comes to my mind is a testimony. I have a little niece that was pregnant with a baby. She got pregnant, and she went into labor. And she knew she was having a boy, but she began to go into labor, and the baby wouldn't come. And that, I'm telling you, she suffered. She went through a whole lot of trials and tribulation to get the baby out. It was hours later that the baby was, eventually they had to cut her to have the baby come out. But that is the exact the same thing of resembling the trials that we go through. She went through a lot, even though the baby was hard to come out, that baby came out healthy, healthy, healthy. And but she had some sickness setback, but she didn't stop. And that's the same thing we go through trials in our natural life. Childbirth is something hard, but trials and sometimes things we go through are hard. Some things we have to birth in the spirit are hard. Some things God has spoken to us have take much supplication, much prayer, much fasting. But in the end, and then you go through some trials after that. But after that, like you said in the virtue about value, that you'll be justified. The woman was justified after having the baby, even though she suffered. Justification came to her. And that's the same thing when we go through trials and difficulties in our life. We have to keep pushing. Oh, glory to God. We have to keep pushing and expecting God to bring us through the trial or whatever we're going through. You can believe God that he's going to bring us through that, because I feel to believe she never doubted that God left her. She kept pushing and pushing, and it just wouldn't come out. And sometimes we have to push a little harder. We have to pray a little harder. We have to sometimes fast to make some things come to pass. But I'm telling you, like you said, it all will be justified. And to bring justification means God justified what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You've been put made right through the trials and tribulations. That woman, after she go through much labor pain and much suffering, that baby come out. She is happy because it makes her proud to see that she has something that came out of her. I began to tell my grandkids this weekend that God is so amazing. He's so amazing that I began to sit back and ponder on the greatness of God, that God can impregnate a woman with a child. Like my husband had a son. I had a son. And he came out looking just like his daddy. This son that was with me this weekend, his mannerism, his ways, his looks, that God can make a baby look like the same person that's already on earth, that blows my mind. And that is not an idea of cloning. That is the awesome power of God, that he can duplicate. Ah, glory to God. He can duplicate what's on earth in your belly to come out looking at the person that is already walking on earth. That's the power of God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been made justified. I look at justification and I think, Lord, I thank you for putting me in right standing with you. You justified. You put me in a place that, you put us in a place that we have been justified. We have been made right with you, even though we suffer a bit. Even though we went through some hard tribulation, even though that woman went through some hard labor, when that labor and that baby's out, I'm telling you, she's free. She said, "Man, I am so glad it's over." And then she look at what she brought out. Every woman that has a child should be amazed, saved or unsaved. They should be amazed at the power, because it shows God's power.
Uh-huh.
That he can do something so awesome as that, make a child and come out looking like somebody that's already on the earth, making them resemble that person. That child that came to my house this weekend, I could not stop telling him, because I remember he put me in the mind of my son as he grew up, his mannerism, his talk, his walk. And that made me remember how powerful our God is, how great he is. You begin to talk about God's greatness at the beginning of the program. And I'm telling you, listeners, we are serving a great God, a God that can't be compared to nothing else, a God that's more powerful than we can even begin to imagine. Because his words say, "My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are greater." We can't begin to comprehend the greatness of God. We can just look at what he's done and be amazed at the work of his hands. Hallelujah. So I just encourage the listeners to look at what we're saying today, how great God is. We sing songs, "How great thou art," but we need to really ponder and really think about how great our God is, because he's a great God. Amen.
Amen. And so with all that being said, what I want to do is I'm going to read our virtue value so that you can get a clear understanding of what Prophetess Jenkins is talking about for those of you that may not have had an opportunity to read the Virtue Value on today. So Genesis 30 and 21, it says, sometimes later, she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. As many, we the kingdom's offspring, are now in the mothering mindset to bring forth those dreams, plans, desires, ministries, and etc. For many, this place has been a very difficult, painful, time-consuming, and for some, maybe even baffling place. Although the process of birthing more often than not carries a weighty and costly price tag that has a tendency of causing the once chipper and blushing mom to come face to face with a pain that she doesn't even desire or feel as though she has the strength to withstand. However, in this time of transition, be encouraged in knowing that your pain is all a part of God's process. Mm-hmm. Genesis 30 and 21 reveals the name of the baby that was birthed, named Dinah. This is a Hebrew name meaning justified. I believe that after your pain, after your transition, after all of your labor, you will be birthed into a place of justification by God. The thing you're birthing will not only have the ability to birth more offspring to you, but it will be a great blessing to you. He will then cause all things to work together for your good. And guess what? It will then all make sense. And so, woman of God, when we are dealing with the birthing process, birthing can be a process that is just absolutely unbelievable. Because you think, how can something so wonderful, something so lovely, something so precious as our child, as the thing that we give birth to, how can something that we cherish so much cause us so much pain? How can something that we anticipate the arrival of, how can it then cause us so much setback? And so, you know, I remember, woman of God, you know, I've always liked clothes. And I have a memory that I'd gone to the doctor, and the doctor said to me I was 6 weeks pregnant. And at the time, I was shopping. The same day the doctor told me I was pregnant, I'd gone to Foley's and I'd gone shopping. And I still remember the date like it was yesterday. I bought a pair of black bell-bottoms guest jeans. I bought me a sky blue sweater because it was winter was on the way, and I purchased me some sky blue boots to go with the sky blue sweater. And I could not wait until it got cold enough for me to put the outfit on. And so one night I was getting ready to go out with the girls, and they called me and said, girl, we're going such and such and such and such. You ready? We're going to go. I was like, hey, we're going to go. So I got my jeans out, got my boots out, got my sweater out. And at that time, I was married, and I said to my husband, I said, well, I'm going out. I'll be back. See you later. Woman of God, I put my sweater on, and I was putting on my pants and got the pants up and tried to buckle them, and the pants wouldn't buckle. And after a little while of struggling, my husband came up behind me, and he reminded me I was pregnant. And so at that moment, my life went through a change because I realized that I could no longer wear those things. I could no longer, wear those type of shoes. All these things had to change as a result of me carrying something great on the inside of me. And so one of the things that I want to just encourage all of our listeners about today is that when it comes to pregnancy and birthing, many of us are in so many different places. Some of us on the birthing table. Some of us are on the table where the doctor is about to bring us the baby. Some of us are in the place where we have just conceived. Some of us are walking through the process where we see our bellies growing and we are having to purchase new clothes and all these type of things. But in the meantime, let me just tell you the word that God has given me. The Lord has continued to deal with me about the word of transition. And as you're transitioning, as God is thrusting you from one dimension to another, from one level to another, from one place of revelation and hearing to another, for placing him. Listen, people of God, I want you to be encouraged and know that even as you're being thrusted, even as you feel like you're being thrown, you feel like, oh, my God, what is really happening? In the end, you're going to give birth to justification. God will justify you, and God will let you know why it was so painful. He will let you see why it was so hard. God is going to let you know why it took this much for you to give birth to that. So be encouraged and just know that God is using all your pain as a part of his process. And in the end, all things will work together for your good, for the good of them that love God. And in the end, woman of God, man of God, it's going to make sense. And you're going to be just where God wants you to be. You're going to be doing just what God has intended for you to do. And God would have placed you in the process of transition only to get you to the place of promise and destiny. So be encouraged and know that we love you. Again, I want you to be reminded to take a look at the prophetic view on this Sunday evening, 8:30 p.m., the Urban Houston Network, or you can do live stream. For those of you that have not gone on Amazon.com, make sure you do so. Get a copy of those two books that we have there, The Power of Me as well as Soul Journey. And we are getting ready to do some great things, Prophetess Jenkins. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the doors that God's opening. I'm excited about the new levels, new dimensions. I'm excited about God birthing us into greater things. And I'm excited about the word that God has been speaking to us about on this show. So listen, people of God, I want you to remember to come back on next Tuesday. Be with us, myself and Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. We're going to be right here on the Blog Talk Radio site, 3 o'clock p.m. next Tuesday. Come join us for the word that God has for you as we continue to birth and bring forth great things so that God himself will get the glory. And you, me, Prophetess Jenkins, and everyone connected is going to be justified. Prophetess, I love you, and I cannot wait to hear what God's going to do for you on this week as God manifests miracles in your life, as God does great things for you. And me, I can't wait to come back and tell you my testimony. I can't wait for you to come back and tell me your testimony. Why? Hallelujah. Because God is doing great things. Woman of God, I love you, and I'll talk to you again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m.
God bless you.